Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, listeners. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. We are so pleased to have you join us for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. If this is your first time tuning in, I do extend a hearty welcome to you on behalf of everyone associated with Walking Into a New Life. Our radio show is an extension of our organization, which is called Walking Into a New Life. And our mission, our purpose, the meaning behind our existence is to share tangible resources for individuals who have been affected by domestic violence. We strive very hard to make sure that the community at large is aware of what domestic violence is, that they understand the signs, and how to go about getting help for those who may be affected. Or if for some reason it may be you and you're listening and you're wanting to know the who, what, when, where, and why on how to take care of yourself and to get out of those situations and then to remain out. This is the radio show for you. Also, or in addition to us discussing issues surrounding domestic violence, we also address other intersections of DV, of sexual assault, and we do put an emphasis on men and teens as well as women. So we like to think that our show is very well-rounded, that we provide tangible resources and information for everyone, and that we don't just talk about DV, that we do address other social points of interest. So if your social cause is sexual assault or it's human trafficking or if it's working with teens, if it's reproductive justice, economic empowerment, any of those issues, it may be child abuse, it may be molestation, we talk about them on this show. And, of course, the ultimate goal in the end is to make sure that we have connected you with individuals that can help you to transition or to help someone in your circle of responsibility. So, again, I say to you, welcome. I'm Joyce Kyles, the Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. And as I stated at the top of the show, we'd like to welcome each and every one of you for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. And this week, I am so pleased and excited to have this young lady on our show. We have had her on months ago, maybe almost a year ago to be exact, as I was looking back and really wanted her to have the opportunity to come back on this month in particular. I know she has some things that are coming up that I really wanted our listening audience to be in tune with, but also just to kind of recap on some of the things that her organization has already done. I just think she is a phenomenal woman with all that she does. She does it and walks truly in a spirit of excellence. She carries herself in a manner that just when you meet her, when you talk with her, you just want to know more. You want to find out how can I help you? How can I support you? She has a wonderful spirit, and she is just as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside. So without further ado, let me present to some and introduce to others none other than Mrs. Crystal Clark Chapman. So, Crystal, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Joyce, for having me. How are you doing today?
I am doing very well. How about yourself?
I am doing great. Glad to be on your show today.
Well, I'm certainly glad to have you as well. And for those who are not familiar with who Crystal is, she is a wife, a mother, community leader, and founder of Beautiful Spirited Women. BSW is a nonprofit organization, and I'm going to open the floor up for her at this time so that she can come to you in her own way and tell you a little bit more about the organization and how the organization got started. So for the next few minutes, the floor is yours, Crystal.
Hi, listeners. My name is Crystal Chapman, and I am the founder and director of Beautiful Spirited Women nonprofit organization. I founded this organization November the 10th of 2010, celebrated our six-year anniversary. It's such a blessing to see the organization grow from what it started to now. It was a birth that was visioned through God that he just entrusted in me to bring women and youth together in a positive environment. And just love on the youth in our community. But BSW offer free workshops and volunteer opportunities for youth ages 4 to 20 years of age. We just had an award that we won October the 23rd at the Stone Awards for Outstanding Community Activist Award, and I also brought home the Shero Award. And as of now, our mission is a support group of women whose sole purpose is to uplift women and teenage girls to higher spirits, rebuild, fellowship, and assist worldwide. And as of today, we have over 75 active teams that has over 750 volunteer hours in different organizations that we have partnered with, just a few. We have partnered with Red Cross, Habitat for Humanity, Green Dot Public School Systems, United Way, Food Bank, Family Outreach Ministries, St. Jude, Meals on Wheels, and the list goes on and on. So it is such a blessing to be able to be a resource for our teen girls in the city of Memphis, which we is the heartbeat of Memphis. And I am just thrilled and uplifted to where God is about to take us on a another six-year journey in the BSW world.
You know, and I'm listening to you share what you're sharing with the audience, and I don't know, I know that you all are celebrating your sixth year, but when I tell you, when I look at the body of work that BSW has put out there in the community and continues to put out in the community, it seems as though you have been around so much longer, and I know better. But when I go back and review everything, it's like it's only been 6 years, and you
yes.
all have done so much. You have so much to be proud of. You really do.
Yes, thank you so much, Ms. Joyce. And it's just such a blessing to have an impact on the girls in our community, because as women affiliated, you know, with other teen girls, it is very important as women that we stand up and be leaders in our community. It doesn't, you know, a lot of people think that it takes money. Sometimes it just takes just a breath of fresh air in just a group of women whose sole purpose is to uplift teenage girls. And if you just take the time to, you know, just come together and just do a couple of workshops here and there, it will just make a good, you know, impact on our girls and our community.
Absolutely. And I want to, I know I did on, you know, social media as far as acknowledging and congratulating you all on your most recent awards. And I have to stress most recent, because this organization has been acknowledged several times over the years. So I want to put the emphasis on the most recent award. That was on the 23rd with the Stonewall. So a congratulations to you all for receiving those. Very well deserved, very well deserved. And then also
thank
just
you,
for acknowledging 75 active teams. And, you know, that is something to be very proud of, to say that you have those many teens who are staying engaged. And you know, just like I do, sometimes getting teenagers to stay engaged and active and enjoy what they're doing, sometimes, you know, their attention span is not always the greatest. So
yes.
the way that you have so many that are involved,
yes.
you know, that's a wonderful thing. And for over 750 volunteer hours, I want to, before we get into I want to switch gears for just a moment, but I want to share something that I saw that you posted about teens and volunteering and the importance of them doing so, especially if they're looking to go into higher education or job opportunities, things like that. So if you don't mind just kind of sharing the importance of what you all are doing and offering these teens that can be used for those sometimes very needed volunteer hours.
Yes. Right now, BSW is offering radio personality. We have a teen radio personality, Kayla Pageant with Finding My Way Radio Station. She provides the teens to come on once a month, and she helped them, you know, interview big pastors, bishops, and celebrities all the way in Africa and different parts of the world. And she is working with them on being articulate with their questions and learning how to receive and answer questions. And as a youth, as a teenager, I did not receive that training or that, you know, opportunity. So as of today, I'm providing that opportunity for our teen girls because I could have learned what I am learning now a long time ago. And, you know, right. Of course, a lot of us are so stage fright. I don't like to talk in front of a lot of people, but I am learning daily, every day when teaching these young girls. You know, we didn't have this opportunity, so you all are blessed to have this opportunity because you all will know what to do when you all get our age. So it's best that we teach right. them at an early age so they can already know and they'll be able to give back. When they get our age. And we do offer magazine articles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So and
oh,
we
go
also
ahead,
offer.
I was just saying, you were absolutely right about that, that I didn't have so much of what you were talking about now. You know, you're right. A lot of us didn't have this. So, you know, listening audience, please, if you have young people, and I'm going to let Crystal continue, but please encourage them to connect with BSW. These are things that we didn't
yes.
have when we were younger, and they're so needed right now. And this, with this being such a competitive world that we're in, you need every opportunity to learn as much as you can, and BSW is offering that. So I didn't mean to cut you off. Please continue with some of the other things that you're doing.
Yes, and the other two things that were very important to us, we offer magazine articles, which the teens learn to write essays and learn to just write articles for magazines. This right here will help with their writing skills, learning the importance of a sentence, a paragraph, an essay, APA format, just different things like that because, of course, you know, writing is really huge in the entrepreneurship world. So we want to get them prepared before they even step out and go to a trade school or community college or even a four-year college, they'll be already prepared and know how to set up a resume or a APA format paper without someone consistently teaching them every day. And public speaking, that's what we're working on right now, is getting women leaders to come in that is really experienced in public speaking that will help the girls learn how to speak correctly, posture, and using the correct words when they're speaking in front of crowds. So that's why we have the teens to come in. And as of next year, our teens will be hosting all of our workshops. We will not be hosting. We're going to put our teens in place, and they will know how to run a workshop just in case we're not present. So they'll be able to, you know, welcome in prayer, solicit the workshop, work with the teen girls. So we're training them now. So they'll be able to do this 5 years later.
That is incredible. I love the idea of that. And, you know, I often think about my grandmother, her and my dad. They raised us. And I think I have been speaking about something since I was 12, 13 years old. And I used to be so mad about that, especially, you know, having to go in front of crowds on a regular basis. By the time I was 16, I was addressing our Sunday school with the Blackboard demonstration. We actually gave a presentation, an overview of the Sunday school lesson for the entire congregation, and that was done before the minister got up to speak, you know, to kind of bring everything together and those last remarks, what have you. So by the time I was 16, I was that person who addressed the entire congregation, you know, not just in speaking, but also by drawing everything out on a blackboard before the pastor got up. And I really used to be uncomfortable with that at first, but I'm so grateful that she pushed me to do that, because I would have never in two lifetimes dreamed that I would be doing the work that I'm doing now and traveling and speaking and training around the country. You know, so I consider it a blessing, but I also remember my very humble beginnings with it. So I thank her, and unfortunately she's no longer with us, and I just like to think that I've, you know, that I'm doing her proud, because she did instill that in us so much. So to, you know, to how to posture and what to say and when to say it and, you know, to what extent. So I'm grateful for it, and I'm so happy to hear that you all are doing that with the team.
Yes, yes, that is awesome. So that's why it's very important for us to, you know, do that as of right now instead of waiting to the last minute. And then when they don't know, it's like, well, why you didn't learn? It's our job to make sure that they know that now. So,
absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm going to switch gears just a little bit as we're starting to get towards the end of our show. I wanted to address last month just a moment, kind of go back. Last month was Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and that is nationally recognized in October. And you all hosted an event again this year that helped to put the spotlight on it and really give the teens an opportunity to hear from women from different walks of life about their experiences and how to help. There was a play also. If you would just share a little bit about the program itself and why you feel that it's important to do this, because I know you've done this every year. So just share
yes.
with the audience your thoughts on all that.
Well, October 22nd, BSW presented a domestic violence event called Stop in the Name of Love. This was our third annual domestic violence event, and this year we kind of decided to take a twist. We started out with one motivational speaker. Then we thought about it. We was like, well, let's make it a little bit more interesting to bring in five more ladies. And each of those ladies, including my beautiful Joyce Cowles, was one of the panelists for our domestic violence event. And each of the panelists brought their powerful testimony and several ways that can help everyone that has been involved in domestic violence. And I tell you that it was a very emotional time for a lot of people, and it was also a good laughter toward the end, because it was just a blessing to see all of our panelists still alive, blessed, and well as of today. And we also decided that we were going to collect women blouses and toiletries to Lynx Incorporated to help out the women that, you know, participate in her program with Wanda Taylor that comes to the shelter that may not have toiletries or blouses or anything like that, like when they go on the interviews and things like that. But the importance of domestic violence is because our teen girls is experiencing it right now. And a lot of people think that as a woman, it only happens, you know, when you're grown. It actually starts when you're young, and
right,
especially in our teens. So it's very important that we let them know that love does not hurt. And there is no way that no one should put their hands on you physically, mentally, abuse you in any kind of way, because we are women. We are women of God. We are beautiful, and anything that's broken or harmful to us does not need to be by us. So we decided that we brought domestic violence into our program because it's needed. I am not, I was not a victim of domestic violence, but it has touched so many women as well as men around me. So I knew that this would be very important for our girls to incorporate this entire program. So it was such a blessing. We had a wonderful time, so many people, and we were able to give about 65 women blouses and about 35 toiletries to Lynx Incorporated. So it was a blessed event. I thank you, Ms. George Cowles, for participating. and always just, you know, being there for us. Even when you're busy, you always find a way to be there for BSW, and we appreciate you.
Oh, well, that is so sweet of you to say. And you know, I said at the beginning of this show, you just have a certain spirit about you that is godly. And if there is any way, you know, that I can help or do something, I will do it. And, you know, we had to laugh about me being part of the event this year because I was the matron of honor in one of my longtime friends' weddings. And so my dress was out in the car, and I had to drive to Arkansas. But I told you and her there was no way that I was going to miss your event, and there was no way I was going to miss hers. And I did them both. I am glad that I was available for both, and I had a wonderful time at both. So it was as much of a blessing for me as you all said has been for you. So I just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. I'm glad that you include the Kings specifically with domestic violence and making that part of your platform. You're absolutely right. Most people have the idea that domestic violence affects us as adults, when in actuality, so much of this starts when we are children, when we're teenagers. So by the time we become adults, we already have these, you know, misconceptions and preconceived notions about love, about abuse, about the different types, what we accept, what we allow to happen to us versus what we can control. And so it's got to start with our young people. And October is DV Awareness Month, but February is actually Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. So I'm always happy to hear people talk about domestic violence with teenagers in October. My whole thought with that is that hopefully they take the information that they've gotten in October and carry it with them as they're going through the holidays and, you know, winter break and starting to get ready for Valentine's Day and all these types of things, that they remember some of the things that have been shared with them months prior, and they take that into, you know, the months coming into the new year. And like I said, everybody looks at Valentine's Day in February and love, love, love. I want our teens to be equipped with the information that they need, so as they are dating and spending time at parties and getting in tune with their emotions and their hormones, that they have an understanding of what healthy relationships can and should look like. So I'm just so happy that you all do that. And closing, oh, no, you're quite welcome. I just thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to come on the show today, because you are a very busy woman as well. And so I want to make sure that people get connected to you. So please tell our listening audience, how can individuals get in touch with BSW?
Well, awesome. We have a new website coming soon, everyone. It's at beautifulspiritedwomen.org. So just keep typing it in until you see our new website coming. We are on Instagram at BSW Teens. We are on Twitter at BSW Teens. We are on Facebook at Beautiful Spirited Women, BSW Blessings. And we also have a new teen explosion coming up in March for all teen girls ages 12 to 19 years old. We're going to have panelists. We're going to have motivational speakers, talent show, and plenty of workshops. So it'll be an all-day event for parents to go ahead and sign their girls up. It's a $25 application fee. We would love to have everyone there and come out and support. And if you also want to volunteer, you can reach us at beautifulspiritedwomen at gmail.com if you want to sign up for our program. And thank you all for listening to us today.
Well, thank you so very much. And as I share with everyone each week, the information will be available in our circles of influence as well. So all of our social media platforms, website, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, those types of places, you know, we'll share that information as well. So please, if there's something that you missed, if you tuned in late, you just didn't catch something, you want to go back and hear it again, you want to share it. this broadcast with someone. The replay is always available to you, usually available within 5 to 10 minutes of the show ending. So you can get it right away, and you can share with as many individuals as you can and will, and we strongly encourage you to do that. So, again, if you missed something, go back and listen to the replays. If you're looking for, you know, ways to get in touch, that information will be available on our circle of influence as well via social media platforms. So lots of ways to stay connected, to not miss the information. I encourage you to please take what you hear. Share it with other individuals. Get involved. Help us individually and collectively to serve our communities to the best of our ability. And so with that, Crystal, I'm just going to give you last couple of minutes, if you would, for just a moment. Any last thoughts, any takeaways, anything that you would like to share with the audience or any way that you need our support, this is the time to let us know.
Yes, I just want to encourage everyone to just find it in your heart to just give a few hours each month to any youth ministry in the heart of Memphis. It don't have to be BSW, but we would love to have you. Just find it in your heart because our teens, our youth need us very bad. And if we do not show them that we are interested in being there for them, they will do and continue to do the things that they are doing out in our community. And it's just very important that we just take the time to just give back and just show them how important they are to us. And if you would like to donate, we do have a PayPal at beautifulspiritedwomen@gmail.com. And we're also going to have a link set up on our website for you to make a donation. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Crystal Clark Chapman, who is the founder of Beautiful Spirited Women right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And as we come down to the last couple of moments, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has continued to listen. If this is your first time, we certainly hope that you will come back. And again, if you missed something at any point in time at this show, please feel free to listen to the replays and to share it with other people. Last couple of points I want to make as we close out for today, as I always share at the end of the show, Walking Into a New Life's mission, of course, is to share tangible resources for individuals who are affected by domestic violence. Our website is wianl.org. Again, that's wianl.org. You can donate to us. We are a nonprofit organization, 501c3, so we can write you a receipt for your tax-deductible donation. And our PayPal is info@wianl.org. Again, that's info@wianl.org. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I want to thank everyone who came out last weekend for our 6th annual Men's Domestic Violence Program. We host that every year to show and share the spotlight, shine the spotlight on individuals who are working in the community as mentors, as supporters, as promoters of healthy relationships. And we honor every man that shows up, but we pay special recognition to 5 or 6 men each year in the community that are great dads, great mentors, great community leaders, promoting healthy relationships. And I think that that's really important because so often we see men in the community in such a negative light, especially as it relates to domestic violence and sexual assault. So this is our way of being able to connect men with other men and find out about the programs that they're doing, and for women to see a positive, healthy side of the men in their community. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who participated in that, and for our co-host, the Family Safety Center, who so graciously accepted the invitation to co-sponsor this event with us. And as I close, I want to wish each and every one of you a fabulous week. Be careful, be safe. Work and operate in the spirit of excellence, and thank you for being so good and so faithful to us as we continue to spread the word and address the social service issues that are most important to you. I'm Joyce Kyle, the Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you for tuning in. Be blessed.